This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. While most school districts in the southern half of the state are operating partially or fully in virtual classrooms, a lot of schools in northern Michigan are either in person or planning to return shortly. And that includes the sizable school district of Traverse City Public Schools, which returns to in-person learning today. Interlochen Public Radio's Max Johnston has been reporting on this, and he joins us now. Max, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the plan for Traverse City Schools?
Yeah, so starting today, they will be in-person instruction. These past 2 weeks, so the beginning of the year, they've been exclusively online. So they opened up the year with 2 weeks of virtual instruction, then jumping to in-person today. That's kind of an outlier. Most, if not all, other public schools up north have been in-person from the jump. So they're actually a couple weeks into in-person learning. Traverse City Schools are kind of the outlier.
And so how has the plan been received by parents and teachers and administrators as everything has developed?
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, it's been controversial. The school board, the 7-member school board approved this plan by a vote of 6-1, but it wasn't easy. There have been a lot of concerns about the logistics of this, how safe it is. The district is huge. There are 10,000 students. One board member in particular, Jeff Leonhardt, he's the only person that voted no. Here's what he had to say about the plan.
Is any other entity asking people to crowd into a room for 6 hours?
And so that really shows some of the divide at the administrative level. This was not an easy decision that was made. Teachers have also been worried. They've organized locally. There have been like socially distant sort of protests about this. Internal polling with Traverse City teachers showed that most of them preferred a virtual or hybrid model instead of an in-person one. Parents are also kind of split. Many have taken advantage of the online option that TCAPS is offering in lieu of the in-person instruction. So much so that the district actually had to expand that program. They didn't realize how many parents would want to take advantage of it. That program has about 1,200 students in it. So this process has not been easy for the district.
So most schools in northern Michigan, as I mentioned, are returning to in-person learning. And that's very different than the situation downstate. What kind of factors can you tell us about that made up Traverse City Schools' mind to go with face-to-face instruction? Was it just about the case numbers?
I mean, no, it's actually a lot of stuff outside of the case numbers in the classroom. I mean, the reality is downstate, you guys know this, things like childcare, like having somewhere to, you know, take your kid if you have to work is much easier to find downstate than it is up here. Internet access is also much less consistent up north. So if you're thinking about the options that parents have, if they aren't in-person instruction, there's fewer places to take your kid if you have to work, and your internet connection is just a little bit worse. So that makes it a little bit harder to sell virtual or hybrid learning. Also, like you mentioned, I mean, the reality is there are just less COVID-19 cases up north. Don't get me wrong, it's still affecting us, but it's much less of a sort of a factor in our day-to-day lives than it is downstate. And all the administrators I've talked to say, look, this is the risk. We're going to accept that because we think in-person learning is worth it. Here's Keith Smith. He's the superintendent of Kingsley Schools, which is in Grand Traverse County, a little ways south of Traverse City. They had a student test positive for COVID just 3 days into the school year. But I asked him, you know, is this worth it? And he mentioned the fact that the school district lost a couple students to suicide a few years ago. And he says in-person instruction really offers their students a lot and that it's worth it despite the risk. Here's what he had to say.
When you really look at the stress that students are under, certainly at home, you know, for many kids, this is their safe place. This is where, you know, they get two meals a day. When you look at the big picture, I certainly think it's best for kids to be in school, even though they're, you know, COVID is a risk. It certainly, I think, is not the primary risk for that age group of kids.
So, Max, tell us a little bit about what you've heard about how in-person learning is going for some of the other schools up north.
Yeah, the learning itself has been relatively typical. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still weird with socially distanced classrooms. Everyone's wearing masks. There's a ton of cleaning and a ton of money being spent on that sort of thing. But as far as what this has amounted to of going back to in-person learning, really, these past 3 weeks, we have seen COVID cases pop up across the whole region. Kingsley Schools, like I mentioned, Traverse City Schools, even though they aren't in person, they had a student athlete that had COVID-19. That was announced, I believe, late last week. Schools in Leland, Harbor Springs, and Cadillac have all had students or staff with confirmed COVID-19 cases. So the reality is, I mean, we're seeing the effect this is having. This wouldn't be happening, you know, if some of these students weren't in person.
Max Johnston of Interlochen Public Radio. Hey, Max, thanks for the update.
Thanks for having me.